also fun for you. Well, growing up as a child, I at least would consider myself pretty obedient. It wasn't a bad attitude that got me in trouble, but it was my curiosity that got me in trouble. And this is where I learned the word 调皮, right? So it wasn't when I was looking for trouble, but I still found myself in trouble. I remember when I was about 6 years old and my family and I went camping together. I remember my mom and dad were setting up the camp and the tent, and I just became a little impatient. Part of the problem is I really like fire. And so, without asking anyone's permission, I found a small hatchet and went off into the woods to provide for my family. I found the appropriate sized tree and I thought it would be helpful, so I began to chop it down. I was in a state park, and I found out two important facets of firewood that day. The first is that green wood is not the best for burning. And the second is there's a state law against chopping down trees in the park. When I got about halfway through, I heard someone behind me say, "Son." But it wasn't my father's voice. It was a park ranger. And rather explaining to me the intricacies of the law, he just marched me back to the campsite and found my parents. And began to threaten my father with a large fine. And this is how we started our family vacation. Now, my father was a bit frustrated, but he was also ready to laugh once the park ranger left. He knew that I wasn't trying to break the law, but that my excitement and goals of a fire led me to a path of self-determination. And to do so without the wisdom of my parents.
虽然我们读的圣经从第五章变到第六章，但是是在双向灵中间，保罗还是在讲同一个话题。
So what we need to remember about the context from last week's sermon is also true about the context of this week's sermon.
所以上个星期我们上下文讲到的时候的上下文，其实仍然是我们今天讲到内容的上下文。
We're still called to be empowered and obedient to submit to the power of the Holy Spirit.
神仍然要求我们要顺服圣灵。
And the context is still about submitting to one another in the church.
同样，我们要在教会中间要彼此顺服。
So this part of the letter, Paul is going to add two more relationships to the household code and how they should respond to authority.
然后在这段有关家庭地位作用的这段经文中间，保罗要在里面又加上另外两个关系，来教导我们如何来顺服权威。
As we talked about last week, the purpose, I think the purpose of Paul was trying to emphasize a little bit of the agency that a wife has in her role of submitting to the husband in the marriage.
我们可以回顾上一星期我们讲到，妻子在顺服神所给她丈夫的权威。
In the very fact that, that the wife was given kind of a social separation from children and slaves really is a means to uplift her because in common literature they were all put in one group together.
在当时的文化背景中间，妻子、妇女跟儿女和仆人、奴隶常常被放在一个类别里头，但是保罗把妻子分开，他有了这个机制，就是妻子也可以参与。所以在当时这种情况下，是一个非常非常非常向上的一个概念。
And as we consider this morning's passage, there are two different aspects that we need to make sure to get correct.
但是今天早上的内容，我们要注意两个概念，要一定要知道这两个概念，我们才能正确的理解今天这段。
For the first part, about children and parents, it's really not so difficult for us to understand the meaning of the passage.
对于第一部分，父母和儿女的关系，其实对我们来说都不是很难来理解。
But as we move into the topic of slavery, there's some things that we need to make some considerations of.
但是当我们讲到后面一部分，讲到奴隶，那这个我们需要记住一些。
And secondly, that Paul uses a different term in describing these relationships.
第二点非常重要的是，保罗在这里用了另外一个术语，另外一个词。
Because he's moving from the word submit to the word obey.
在妻子和丈夫的关系中间用的词是顺服，而今天讲父母和儿女、主人和仆人之间这个关系用的词是听从。
And as we move from the topic of the wife to the topic of children and servants, then let all the children come to listen this morning. Because it says, children, obey your parents. Now, this word that he uses for children, he could have chosen a few different words, but he chooses a term that not only communicates the relationship of parent to child, but also a relational proximity of closeness. But interestingly, the term is not only used for just young children up through adolescence, but is also used even in the book of Ephesians to describe older children, even adult children, who still need to have a response to their parents. As a matter of fact, out of the five times that he uses this word children, he's talking to adults. Now, where I think that at least in chapter 6, verse 1, he's mostly talking to young children. It does bring up some interesting aspects of how we as older children need to think about the relationship we have with our parents. And we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. So today's term, moving from submit to obey, obey is a little bit of a different word. And I really like the Chinese translation of this word. Listen and follow. So as you look at the word submit, it means under the arrangement or a run, under the order of the household. But the Greek word for obey means under the hearing, under what you hear. It literally means to move underneath the things that you're hearing and to that there's an existence of an authoritative voice. And that voice comes with some expectations or demands to adherence. Paul refers us back to Exodus 20:12 to bring out one of the old promises of the Old Testament. And he talks about how obedience to our parents comes along with this promise of a long life. And for me, I began to think a little bit about that. And I'm not sure that if that comes as a reward for obeying our parents. Meaning that we get extra days because we obeyed our parents. Or if it comes as an outcome of obeying our parents. Because sometimes I think we can get a little confused as we move from younger children to older children about this, how we're supposed to obey our parents.
有时候当我们从小孩逐渐长大成人的时候，我们有一个困惑，就是我们在如何来听从我们的父母。
And as we're young children, even the Chinese is pretty clear. Ting.
小孩来说，这个词的意思非常清楚，就是听、从、听了，然后服从。
But as we become older, there's this idea of a shift that our obedience continues with the Lord, but with our parents, it moves to the category of honor.
但是当我们逐渐长大的时候，我们理解到这个意思，就是我们要听从神的话，对父母。
And this is what allows us to, for a lifetime, obey our Lord in sometimes even ways that our parents might not agree with.
有了这个理解，我们才能一辈子听从神的旨意。尽管有时候，这并不一定是父母亲本身的意思。
But as we obey the Lord, we still need.
要记住的话，要记住的是，当我们顺服神的旨意的时候，我们还不能忘记，我们要孝敬父母。
This verse, children, obey your parents, is the dream of every parent of younger children.
要顺服父母，这句话的话是每一个家长的梦想。
Because it's complete obedience.
因为听上去好像是。完完全全的听从和服从。
But oftentimes the dream of every child can sound a little different.
但是每一个孩子，每一个儿女，他们的梦想可能跟这个有一点点不一样。
Because their dream is to have constant understanding.
因为他们的梦想是一直被理解。
And I think that's what makes this verse really powerful.
但是我想这个就是这一句经文。是那么的有力。
Because it seems as if Paul is wanting to knit these two ideas together, these two desires together, in the household as we have a value of submitting to one another.
因为保罗在这里想要把这个两个梦想织在一起，让我们在这个家庭中怎么样在权威之下来建立。这个相互顺服的关系。
And then somehow the difference between these two desires is where we oftentimes find ourselves in family conflict.
而这两个梦想的这个不同点，常常是我们家庭里头造成冲突的时候。
You see, as parents and as bosses and maybe sometimes as husbands, we want to strongly proclaim the roles that God.Has ordained and demand submission and obedience.
因为作为家长，有时候是主人，或者是
to demand.
I understand.
Okay.
三个我忘掉一个了，一个是丈夫，对，作为家长，作为丈夫，作为那个主人。我们想要做的是，我们要强调我们的权威是神给的权威。
But sometimes when we're children, or when we're workers, or sometimes when we're wives, we don't always want to abide by those same God-given roles to those in authority.
但是如果我们同时又是儿女、妻子，或者是雇工、员工，那我们常常不是非常情愿来。把自己放在这样的角色里头来照着神的话去做。
So how does Paul help us to resolve this problem?
那么保罗是如何的帮助我们来解决这个冲突呢?
What Paul actually says in verse 1 is, Children, obey your parents in the Lord.
其实在第六章第一节保罗说的是你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母。
And at least in English, we could make the mistake of thinking that this is saying obey your parents if they are in the Lord.
至少在英文里头，根据语法结构来说， 一不小心也可以把它理解成你们做儿女的要顺服父母，如果他们是信徒在主里。
But in the Greek and in the Chinese, I think it's a little more clear.
但是在在希腊语和在中文翻译里头，更清楚一点，是在主里听从父母。
And Galatians 3 helps us to understand a little bit more why we should obey.
在哥罗西书第三章，也能够帮助我们，来了解为什么。
As it talks about that this obedience is what pleases the Lord. So this verse is not describing the state of the parents in their relationship with Christ.
So in here, 在主里，并不是指父母亲和神的关系在主里。
But rather the manner by which the child obeys.
而是我们作为儿女要在主里来顺服父母。
So when it's telling us to obey, we need to put ourselves underneath what we are hearing.
所以这里面让我们听从，我们要把我们放在一个地方，我们要来听，然后去照着去做。
And to obey our parents as if we are obeying the Lord.
去听从父母，就像我们听从。
But very quickly after this instruction, Paul moves and to give us words to the father in particular not to abuse his parental authority.
但是保罗接下来马上就去讲父亲，让父亲不要滥用神给我们的这个权威。
And to express this, I began thinking about the story of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15.
讲到这个概念，不仅是我想起在路加福音十五章讲的浪子回头的故事。
Because this is a story of countercultural parenting.
因为这个故事讲的是跟当时的这个文化习俗完全相反的这个做父亲的一种行为。
Not only for the father in the story, but also for those of us today.
不，这个不仅仅是对故事中间那个父亲，也对我们今天这个文化背景一样，他做的是跟文化跟社会的通常的做法完全不一样的事情。
And I think it teaches us what I call a higher bar of parenting for our own understanding.
我可以说他是给我们。定了一个很高很高的当家长的这样的一个标准。
Think through the details of the story that you remember.
你是不是还能够回忆起浪子回头这个故事的一些细节？
And when the son decides that he will return back to his own household as a slave.
他讲那个浪子，他决定回到自己的家里，他说我回家做奴隶。
When the father sees his son, he has a very interesting response.
但是当父亲看到这个浪子回来的时候，他有一个非常有意思的回应。
In the face of waste and disobedience, the father is overcome with joy that his son has returned.
他虽然看到了这个儿子的非常的不顺服，但是当看到他回来的时候，他心里充满了喜乐。
The father dispenses kind of with his sense of fatherly position and runs to the offending child.
在某种程度下，他把自己作为父亲的权威和地位放到一边，他跑出去迎接他自己的儿子回来，浪子回来。
And not just because of his love for the son.
不仅仅是因为他爱他的儿子。
But also because of his thankfulness to God for all of his answered prayers.
也是因为他对神回应他的祷告的一个感恩。
The father relinquishes his right to judgment and punishment.
这个父亲他放弃了他自己可以来斥责他儿子，来惩罚他儿子的这个权利权柄。
And he throws away the power to diminish and to deprive his son of the privilege almost without consideration.
他根本就没有考虑到他要把他儿子的特权拿走，他要把来斥责他的儿子，来轻看他的儿子。
And he responds in reconciliation and restoration.
他的反应是一种恢复， 是一种和解。
The father is there in his actions even before the son can repeat the words that he had rehearsed of his apology.
而这个父亲他做的所有的这些事情都是坐在前面，而这个浪子都没有机会把他自己操练好的话再说一遍。
Look at this idea, this picture of parenting.
我们再来回顾一下。
There's no,
这个做父亲的这种情景。
There's no berating or belittling.
这里面没有斥责，没有贬低。
There's no embarrassing.
没有使那个儿子难堪。
Instead of evaluating, he elevates his son.
他没有去来评价、来论断，而是把儿子来提升。
And his response is loving instead of lessening.
他的反应不是去贬低，而是去爱。
I think what Paul is trying to express in Ephesians is that we're to draw our kids into the desire to obey.
保罗在这里讲的父母亲要做的是，我们要让我们的儿女被吸引去听从。
Because that's what's best for them, not because that's what's demanded by us.
因为这是对他们最好的，而不是说这是我们有这个权利，我们可以去要求的。
And in that obedience, we find the deepest form of relationship that can exist.
而是正是在这个听从之间，我们能够找到那个最深的最亲密的这种关系。
That goes far beyond just right outcomes or controlled behaviors.
而这种最深的关系是远远超出了是对的还是错的，还是我要控制你。
So why does Paul address just the fathers in this passage?
而有意思是接下来保罗只是提到父亲。
Confessionally, I think it's because fathers are usually the ones who have to deal with their anger because the mother is the one who's usually nurturing.
这里面讲父亲不要惹怒自己的儿女，为什么只提父亲呢？因为我们自己承认，我们做父亲的常常是容易发火的那一方，而母亲常常是做的是更多的是在养育方面。
But I think it goes back to our previous passage of the role that God has given the father as well, the husband.
但为什么要提父亲呢？还有一个原因是我们回到我们上次讲到的，神给我们的一个特别的地位。
That we're supposed to set the spiritual pace in our family.
因为我们是作为父亲的，是应该给家庭的属灵状况定位的，有这个角色。
That we're the one who's supposed to hold the scriptural line of obedience in our family.
是我们做父亲的，我们要这个遵守圣经里所教导的，听从的这个教导，在家里头来这样去做。
And that the wife and the mother are supposed to be a part of that combined influence with our children.
妻子还是母亲，他们是整个这个计划中间的一部分，但是父亲有他特别的角色。
Instead of provoking anger, the father is given two different parenting strategies.
保罗在这里教导我们不要去惹怒自己的儿女。他在这里不去惹怒，他给了我们两个策略。
The first is discipline.
第一个是去管教。
And this is a broader term than what we use in English.
这个管教呢，这个意思是比我们今天英语的这个词的意义要更广泛一些。
And includes this pattern of good habits and choices.
这个管教训练呢，训练的哪些方面呢？一个就是一个好的行为、好的选择的一个模式。
But it's not just a system of punishment.
不是仅仅是一个惩罚的这样的一个体制。
But it also includes some good expectations and some opportunities for success for our kids.
而同时要提出来这个期望和给机会的这样的一个体制。
It's not a rigid goal of perfection, but it is a goal of progress over time.
并不是一个 非常这个生硬的要求完美，而是定一个不断进步的这样的一个目标。
The second strategy that he gives us, is that of instruction.
第二个策略是指教或者是警戒。
Includes teaching and admonishing, which includes encouragement.
包括教导和警戒，而这个警戒里头也包含了这个鼓励的这个意思在里面。
It's broader than just sitting with our children and telling them the truth. It's actually helping our kids process the truth.
这并不是坐下来跟儿女讲真理，而是帮助他们来理解，照着去做，按照真理的教导去做。
It's beyond just sitting down to evaluate, but helping to explain how life works.
不是仅仅是坐下来去告诉儿女，
takes a sharp turn in verse 5 as he moves from focusing on children in the household to focusing on the servants or bond servants in the household. And this is a pretty tricky section because I think many people really will
response of a believer in an unjust world.
就像前面讨论这个妻子和丈夫，妻子和妇女的地位，这个很比较难的一个问题的时候，保罗同样在这里也是把注重点讲放在那些信徒自己的身上，信徒应该怎么样来反应。
And he chose to address our responses instead of the actual injustices themselves.
他把重点是放在我们自己的回应，而不是把重点放在社会制度的不公正。
His goal was to help those new believers who came from many different social strata to find unity within the church.
他的目标是让所有的来自于不同社会层面、不同社会地位的信徒能够在教会中间能够有合一。
So that in dealing with those issues in a God-honoring way, the church could have an impact on those social injustices.
当我们按照这样神的教导来处理这些问题的时候，神能够帮助教会。
I don't know for sure, but here's how I would like to summarize Paul's attitude towards walking with Jesus in the midst of the world's brokenness.
我不知道你们怎么样，我们都知道这个社会有很多的不公，这个社会有很多破碎的地方。那我们对这个态度应该怎么样？这个我是这样理解的。
It's as if Paul was saying something like this.
保罗实际上是大概是讲的是这样的一个意思。
You are equal as God's children.
你们都是神的儿女，你们是公，你们是平等的。
You have access to Jesus.
你们都能接受主耶稣。
But the brokenness of the world has tainted your experience.
但是这个世界的破碎给你的经历带来了污点。
The answer is not to become angry and rebellion, but rather to find freedom in Jesus.
你们的回应不应该是愤怒而来背叛抗拒这个世界，而是要在基督里找到你的自由。
Where freedom in Jesus is provided, take the opportunity.
那 freedom is provided. 如果这个社会给了你的自由，你就接受这个自由。
But where freedom is denied in society, it can be superseded in a relationship with Jesus.
如果这个社会没有给你的自由，地位上的自由，那你用在基督里的自由来代替它。
While Paul certainly could have dealt with slavery as an institution and demanded a change by commanding its end, he chose instead to deal with an issue that is even deeper.
保罗他可以选择站出来呼吁，来取消这个奴隶制度，要取消奴隶制度，但是他选择不是这样，他选择来面对一个更加深层次的问题，是我们自己的态度。
Because he chose to deal with the sinful hearts of men and women.
因为他选择的是来把重点放在我们人内心里的罪。
First, he instructed masters to elevate their views of servants to the position of equal brothers and sisters in the faith.
首先他跟主人讲要把奴隶当抬高他提高他们的地位，把他们看作在主内的弟兄。
And second, he compelled those in the unfortunate grasp of slavery to serve their masters as unto the Lord.
在另一方面，他对那些非常不幸的持有奴隶身份的那些人说，你们要服侍你的主人，就像服侍神一样。
And in doing so, that they might not only honor God, but maybe even earn the ability to become free.
如果他们这样说，奴隶们这样说的话，一方面他们是荣耀神，另一方面也可能因此能得到自由身。
stated with any level of certainty, but a believer who understood both headship and grace as part of the value of life would immediately be able to understand that slavery was bad.
但是一定会知道，恶待奴隶这是一件不应该做的事。But
his main point was that what's true in society doesn't have to be reflected in the church.
但是保罗在这里强调的是，社会上发生的事情不一定应该以同样的方式在教会里面发生。
I think these verses about slavery can become very powerful even in our own contemporary times.
我想有关奴隶的这几句经文放到今天这个时代仍然是非常非常有力的。Because
Paul knew that throughout the next set of ages and all of the ones that came before, there are often times where we as believers in Christ feel trapped in our own circumstances.
因为保罗知道，在他之前和在他将来以后的很多的年代，都会有同样的一个情况发生。这个情况就是我们作为信徒，我们会发现我们现代一种非常困难的情况之中。For
us, maybe it's not slavery, but it's feeling trapped in a difficult marriage or in an impossible relationship with our parents.
非常困难的情况，说是关系上的问题，跟父母亲、跟家长他们之间的冲突。And
Paul wants us to know that freedom can be found in Christ.
保罗要告诉我们的是，在基督里，我们能得到自由。Whether
from disease or a family death or an incredible dysfunction, freedom can be found in Christ.
不管是生老病死和其他各种各样的这个问题，在基督里，我们能得到自由。When
we submit to Christ in faith and to one another in the church, we find our path to overcome difficulties.
当我们顺服神，在教会里彼此顺服，我们能够找到一条路，能够来对待我们自己所在社会上经历的各种各样的不公和困难。So
even this morning, if you find yourselves feeling trapped or limited or mistreated, you can find freedom in Christ.
哪怕是今天你在这里，如果你觉得你现在一种困难的情况下，或者你被限制，或者你被mistreated，你能在基督里发现找到自己。If
you find yourself diminished or ignored or without options, you can find freedom in Christ.
如果你觉得你被人贬低，被人斥责，你仍然可以在基督里发现自己。Biblical
freedom is never defined as complete self-autonomy or self-determination.
圣经上的自由从来不是说完全的自主，或者是完全的自己去做。Because
when we're left to ourselves, we actually choose to become slaves of sin.
因为如果我们完完全全由我们自己去做的话，我们最后会变成罪人。Freedom
is defined by being offered redemption through Jesus.
我们那个自由是通过神给我们的。
save her people through her submission to her husband.
以斯帖是讲，她作为一个新娘，怎么样来在神的旨意下来顺服，最后来救赎了她的子女啊，就以色列。
For the husbands, there's the book of Hosea.
讲到丈夫，圣经里头一卷书叫何西亚书。
Which is a story about a man who is called to love his wife through some very difficult trials.
这卷书讲的是丈夫是呼召他去爱他的妻子，而这个过程中间是充满了不可思议的试炼。
For slaves, there's the book of Exodus.
讲到奴隶，这个出埃及记讲到的是奴隶。
A story about a people that were pulled from slavery to be called.To become a faithful nation.
讲到这个种族，他们曾经是在奴役之中，然后变成信心的子民。
In the story, the letter to Philemon.
在腓立比门书讲到了主人和奴隶。
Written to the masters.
这本书是写给主人的。
Story about a master who was encouraged to view his runaway slave as a brother in Christ.
这本书教导这个主人。如何来对待那个逃跑的奴隶，把他当作主内的弟兄。
I think Paul chose not to directly address the institution of slavery because he was addressing something that was broader than that topic, and that's the equality and importance of the creation of God and people.
保罗选择没有直接的来面对。他选择的是去讲一个更加重要的问题，就是我们在主里头，我们被造是同等的。
And more important than having our individual freedom is to understand that we have a corporate access to God in the church.
一个我们自己，当我们考虑到我们自己的自由的时候，我们要考虑到一个非常更加重要的一点，就是我们在教会里头，我们都能够。
Paul supplied a way for individual servants or slaves to have freedom inside of the institution until the day that it could come where slavery itself would be put away.
保罗给那些在还有奴隶制的这个社会的时候，给那些奴隶们给了他一种理念上的自由，而这个自由呢，希望一直等到这个。
And to encourage all of us who find ourselves in impossible situations to know that there's hope in our relationship with Christ.
同样，他也给我们一个鼓励，当我们自己在一种非常困难的这种境况的时候，他给了我们希望，因为我们在基督里，我们有自由，我们有盼望。
Now, people who know me well know that I like charts.And the problem is sometimes my charts that I want to explain complex situations, the charts become maybe more complex than the passage itself.
当然，我常常碰到这个问题，当我要把这个图表做出来，要来解释这个非常复杂的关系的时候，这图表本身要比这个关系来得更复杂。
But I think this chart helps us to understand the last two passages of what Paul.Is trying to help us to understand about the household relationships and submitting in the church.
但是我希望这个图表能够帮助我来解释在前面的两段经文里头保罗要表达的意思。我们怎么样来处理在家庭里头的各种关系，然后在教会之间的关系。
Look at the series of relationships that are here.We know that there's a relationship between the Father and the Son. And we know that the Son is supposed to submit to the Father and that the Father loves the Son. We know from Ephesians 2 that the church is supposed to submit to Jesus.
在以弗所书上我们知道教会应该顺服
is supposed to submit to the husband, but that the husband is supposed to love the wife. We see that the children are supposed to obey the parents, but the parents are supposed to love the children. And we know that the masters, they demand obedience from the servants, but that the masters are supposed to elevate the servants in love to be equal as brothers and sisters in Christ. This relationship of both submission and love that all travels through the church body that helps us to learn more about God and helps to display what God desires to the outside world. Trust him.
你认识什么？你相信他吗？
Will you obey God?
你愿意顺服他吗？
Will you submit yourselves to him?
你愿意听从他吗？
Can you trust that in this room Jesus has gathered a group of believers that helps us as individuals grow in our knowledge and experience of Christ?
你是不是相信就今天 在这个地方，他这个教会有一群人，神把我们放在一起来，帮助我们每一个人能够在基督里头成长，更好的成长。
If not, then we haven't fully understood how our submission and obedience to God and His love for us can help provide the freedom that we desire.
那如果你的回答是否定的话，那你还没有认识到这个顺服、听从。
Can we commit to submitting to one another in the church, knowing that this is our path of growth and intimacy with Jesus?
我们能不能有这个承诺，我们能够彼此顺服，因为我们知道，这是我们在基督里成长的一个要求。
Let me pray. Father, this is not easy teaching. It's hard to understand all of the relationships involved, but Lord, you've given us so many examples to see that the way that, you as the Son relates to God the Father, and Father, the love that is passed down through Jesus to the church, that these are the ways that we get along, that we grow, that we make a difference in our world, that you want us to be different people as we follow you, and you give us the power through your Spirit to accomplish that. And I pray that the way that we can submit to one another, even in this expression of the body of Christ, could really have a loud voice in our community to make a difference